End in Tears by Ruth Rendell. Read by Nigel Anthony.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. When he lifted it off the seat, the backpack felt heavier than when he'd first put it into the car. He lowered it onto the soft, ferny ground. Then he got back into the driving seat to move the car deep into a cave made by hawthorn bushes and brambles and the hop vines which climbed over everything in this wood. It was late June and the vegetation, very dense and luxuriant. Getting out again and standing back to take a good look, he could barely see the car. Probably he only saw it because he knew it was there. No one else would notice it. He squatted down, hoisted the backpack up onto his shoulders, and slowly stood up to his full height. The movement reminded him of something, and it was a moment before he realized what it was. Lifting up his little son to sit on his shoulders. 100 years ago, it seemed. The backpack was lighter than the boy, but felt heavier to him. He was afraid that if he stood upright, the pack would jerk him backwards and break his spine. Of course, it wouldn't. It just felt that way. All the same, he wouldn't stand upright, wouldn't even try it. Instead, he stooped, bending almost double. It wasn't far. He could walk like this the 200 yards to the bridge. Anyone seeing him from a distance in this half-light would have thought him a humpback man. There was no one to see. The twisty country lane wound round Yorstone Wood and over the bridge. He could have brought...